AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Florida is getting the worst of Debbie right now. It reached land along the Gulf Coast as a Category 1 hurricane. Ron DeSantis is the governor of Florida.
We have seen significant storm surge. We have seen inundation. We have seen and will continue to see flooding.
Forecasters expect flooding to be severe in South Carolina and Georgia as Debbie moves slowly over land, bringing as much as 30 inches of rain. Stocks have been tumbling on Wall Street over fears the slowing economy could get worse. Traders are wondering if the damage has been so severe, the Federal Reserve will have to cut interest rates in an emergency meeting before its next scheduled decision September 18th. Vice President Kamala Harris is expected to announce a running mate tomorrow.
After a weekend spent interviewing finalists, Vice President Harris must decide on her partner before the two set off Tuesday on a tour across key battleground states. Harris interviewed at least three running mate contenders on Sunday in Washington. They were Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. That's according to a person familiar with the process who spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity to discuss the negotiations. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Olympics are over for Simone Biles in Paris. She did not win gold, but earned silver in the floor exercise finals.
Wasn't my best performances, but at the end of the day, whoever medaled, and that's what's so exciting because you just never know with gymnastics. So I'm not very upset or anything about my performance at the Olympics. I'm actually very happy, proud, and even more excited that it's over. The stress of it.
Biles' medal total, including 7 gold, 2 silver, and 2 bronze, ties Czechoslovakia's Vera Koslovska for the second most by a female gymnast in Olympic history. This is AP News. A rebuilt statue of Jackie Robinson in bronze will be welcomed home in Wichita, Kansas.
The original sculpture of Robinson resting a bat on his shoulder was cut off at its ankles in January, leaving only Robinson's cleats behind. Ricky Aldoretti was sentenced Friday to 18 months in order to pay $41,000 restitution for stealing the statue. The rebuilt statue is identical to the original. It will return to McAdams Park, where about 600 children play in the Urban Youth Baseball League called League 42, which was named after Robinson's uniform number with the Dodgers. It's being funded by hundreds of thousands of dollars in donations, which came in after news of the stolen statue spread across the country. I'm Mike Hempen.
Several online brokerage firms, including Charles Schwab, Fidelity, and Vanguard, appear to be down for thousands of users early today. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.